Now, if the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, gets his way, a new plan which would reduce cars driving through Dublin city centre will be in place next month. But if Junior Minister for Retail and Business, Emer Higgins, gets her way, it will be next year before the plan is put into action. Eamon Ryan is a Green Party TD. Emer Higgins is Fine Gael. Let's chat about this now with Olivia Kelly, who is the Irish Times Dublin editor. Olivia, yet another public row between Fine Gael and the Greens on a specific issue. Could you briefly explain what the plan is?
Yeah, and I suppose another row on a traffic-related issue. Yeah, the plan, now, it's sort of hard to define the plan. I think there's an element of the plan that people are at odds over. The whole plan is a strategy for the whole city centre, but there are two elements, and they seem to be the changes on the north and south quays. So near to O'Connell Bridge, on Bachelor's Walk on the north side, on Aston Quay on the south side, there would be restrictions on cars travelling through. So it would be just public transport, so that's buses and taxis, cyclists and pedestrians obviously also as well would be able to travel through, but not cars. Now this, it's been sometimes framed as a car ban in the city centre. It isn't. So there's lots of other options for cars to cross the city centre. It's just at these two particular points. But when you say it's a, you know, it's one minister against another minister, it's in a way it's really nothing to do with them, because it's the council who has the power to do this. And by the council, I'm talking about the not the elected members of the council, but the officials of the council, the council management, okay, the council chief executive.
But what really is Emer Higgins' problem with the plan, Olivia?
Well, it's odd, because Emer Higgins didn't have a problem with the plan, or didn't convey any problem with the plan up until now. So this plan has been out to public consultation, and Emer Higgins didn't make any submissions on it. It's been, you know, it's been around for a considerable length of time at this point. And very recently now, she has asked for a meeting with the City Council, and I think the NTA as well. And it's her concern is to do with jobs. I suppose she is the Junior Enterprise Minister. So she's conveying a concern that she says has been relayed to her in relation to the effect that it might have on jobs in the city centre. But I think survey after survey has shown that these sorts of policies to reduce private car traffic in city centres, you know, Europe-wide and internationally, they don't really have an effect on retail in the city centre, unless it's a positive effect largely.
So what do you think then? What way are the officials then of Dublin City Council, if it is their decision, and it is their decision, what way are they minded to go on this?
Well, you know, as far as I'm aware, there is no plan to change this strategy. Perhaps they'll think differently after meeting Emer Higgins, but that's not anything they have relayed to the councillors. But then again, I think it's a very recent ask from Emer Higgins to have this meeting with them. So maybe they'll be able to outline the plan to her and persuade her that it's not going to have some very detrimental effect on jobs.
Okay, Olivia, thank you very much indeed. And Emer Higgins confirmed to this programme that she will meet the council and the National Roads Authority this morning, along with retailers, to discuss this issue. Olivia Kelly, Irish Times Dublin editor.